When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Was it really all that sweet in that house and along that street? Memory clouds in a thousand ways, walking among my yesterdays. Did it happen? Was it real? Eyes can see what the heart can feel. Visions vanish beneath the gaze, walking among my yesterdays. Hold, 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 wait for me. Light the picture. Is plain, then it disappears. One more trick that the camera plays, walking among my yesterdays. Hold, 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 wait for me. Light the picture. Souvenirs of the past remain, bits of pleasure and scraps of pain. Love may pass, but the perfume stays, walking among my yesterdays. Hold, hold. Yesterday.
And who better to go strolling along one's yesterdays with than Robert Goulet? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, celebratory NPR station. Well, that was a lovely little cut from Candor and Ebb's The Happy Time, and I think it sets the tone for today's episode, which is either Among My Yesterdays or Lucky 13. Why Lucky 13? Today is the beginning of our 13th year on the air. How about that? Broadway to Main Street happening every week. So we have, 420 some odd episodes. You can find them all on broadwaytomainstreet.com. You can become a subscriber. Do that. And then they'll just kind of show up in your virtual mailbox every Monday morning. I thought I would look today, at the shows that made a big impression upon me when I was a kid. I was a little different, perhaps, than most show fans. I didn't really get into Rodgers and Hammerstein or even Sondheim until I was in high school. I was fascinated by the things they turned into musicals. So quite simply, I would come across things I loved, books or comic strips in some cases, or plays or movies, and lo and behold, they had turned these things into musicals. How did they do that? I just couldn't believe it. So that was my way in, was to find out stuff through subject matter. So today, my yesterdays will be covered with five or six of the shows that fascinated me. You fascinate me so, as Carolyn Lee would say, when I was a kid. Well, the first, of course, was Superman. What kid didn't love Superman? That's one of my great loves, along with Broadway musicals, are superheroes. So what could be better combined than this wonderful Strauss Adams musical from 1966? I remember buying the cast album at Doubleday's on Fifth Avenue. Anyway, here's my favorite track from It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman.
Do you have a minute, Clark?
Sure.
Have you seen Superman lately?
Yeah, this morning.
Did he ask for me by any chance?
No. Why should he?
Oh, I don't know. I should be thinking just of Jim, not Superman.
He's got a lot in his mind, you know. That's all I hear from every side. It's Superman.
Hi, Clark, baby.
She doesn't know who's kissing her. It's Superman.
Why are we always out of job?
It's Superman.
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 It's the man you can't ignore. It's Superman.
From Budapest to Baltimore. It's Superman.
His finger whirling from my brain. A creature science can't explain.
She doesn't expect miracles. All she wants is Clark Kent.
I find a girl and she's hung up on Superman.
Who will we soon have in our net?
It's Superman.
Will she ever love me?
Will he ever love me?
Could she really like me?
This caper is incredible.
Superman has vanished.
Superman is chicken.
Why is this guy so pampered? Superman, where is he? Superman, he deserves it.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Boy, he really is the Man of Steel. Did you see that? Did you see that? Now I see just why he's everyone's ideal. He's a veritable giant of giants. How does he do it? It's beyond known science. Did you see that? He's the criminal's curse, the mightiest thing in the universe. Did you see that? Did you see that? Boy, he really is the Man of Steel. Did you see that? Did you see that? Now I see just why he's everyone's ideal. He's a veritable giant of giants. How does he do it? It's beyond known science. Did you see that? He's the criminal's curse, the mightiest thing in the universe.
That was the team that wrote it, Strauss and Adams, Buddy Strauss and Lee Adams, a song that was cut from the show, I think much improved upon than the first one. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go through shows I loved, and then maybe a little esoterica that surrounds them, because that's why we love Broadway to Main Street. Well, another early love of mine, thanks to my dad, was the Marx Brothers. I remember when he called me into the living room to watch A Night at the Opera on the old black and white set. I was probably 6 or 7 at the time. And lo and behold, there was a musical called Minnie's Boys about how the Marx Brothers grew up. Here is one of my favorite songs from that show. It took a long time for me to find that cast album. And it features our good friend Louis J. Stadlin as Julius, Julie, who later became Groucho. And Louis has an event at the Drama Bookshop for a book he wrote on January 22nd. So check that out. But in the meantime, here is the original cast of Minnie's Boys.
Just think, a few more months and we might have played the palace.
Yeah, and Mom had to louse it up.
Of all the dirty, rotten luck.
Is there any other kind? Where was I when they passed out brains? Right at the head of the line. Where was I when they passed out talent? Right up front, get mine. But when it came to the line where they handed out luck, where was your smart, clever friend? Back showing off his talent and brains to the bums lining up at the end.
Where was I when they passed out looks? Needless to say, I was there. Holding on in the charm department, Herbie got more than his share. But when the time rolled around and they handed out luck, where was your good-looking clown? Off trying out my profile and charm on a girl in a neighboring town.
We all got a great sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
The day they were passing the pot, we all got a great sense of humor.
Uh-huh. And we need all we got.
Where was I when they passed out guts? Mister, I opened the store. I'm the guy who invented chutzpah. Show me a guy who's got more. But when they yell, get your luck, 'cause it's running out fast, step up and get your supply. Me, with my guts and chutzpah.
And me, with my brains and talent.
And me, with my charm and profile.
And ha ha ha,
blew the one thing you need to get by. Where was I? Where was I? Where was I? Where was I?
What do you give to the lady who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to the reason you are living? I could window shop the world before I'm through. Sunrise, Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough, no, not good enough, not for Mama. Mama, Not rich enough, not half rich enough, not for Mama. Mama, a lifetime crowded with laughter, that's not long enough, not half long enough.
Steve Lawrence, one of my favorite singers. I think I went bananas when I discovered that he had actually recorded a song from Minnie's Boys, Mama a Rainbow, on a commercial recording of his with a lot of Broadway tunes. Doesn't he do it well? Well, this is Larry Maslin, and we're going through some of my favorite things to celebrate our 13th year, the beginning of our 13th year on the air. I grew up a little bit from superheroes and started to get into detective novels, and who better than Sherlock Holmes? And lo and behold, I discovered this at a comic book convention when I was 11. There was a Sherlock Holmes musical called Baker Street. Not the greatest, but a lot of great things in it. I loved the album. It was so colorful and fun. And I got to write the liner notes when Decca Broadway put it out on CD many years later. So from that CD, here is Fritz Weaver and Co. singing the opening number from Baker Street, a musical adventure of Sherlock Holmes.
Sit down, my dear Captain Gregg. Or is it Lieutenant?
Captain? Lieutenant? What makes you think I'm in the army at all, for that matter?
Come, come. Your profession isn't hard to perceive. Your manner, your bearing, the very clothes you're wearing, that handkerchief tucked in your sleeve. A military custom, I believe. Of course you're an officer. Sandhurst. Am I right? And you're too young for a major, and so I should gauge you're a captain.
Well, I'll be...
Quite.
Sir, I'm amazed.
You show surprise, and yet the facts are there before your very eyes. And it's so simple, sublimely simple. If you learn not just to see, but to observe... Put your brain to work, not just the optic nerve. If you put your mind to use, you will find the most abstruse become so simple.
Oh, yes, so simple. Just as simple as a simple thing can be.
And it's hardly very hard to see he's in the palace guard.
Oh, no, it's simple as ABC. Now, wait a minute. How did you know I was in the palace guard?
So, my dear Captain... The line of your sunburn straight across your brow. No cap with a visor makes that mark. And eyes are asked what type of headgear could possibly do that. A brimless bearskin hat. Now, who wears a busby? You answer that, and then all other suppositions you discard. Just guardsmen. And only when on duty in the palace yard.
Well, I'll be bound.
Does it astound? What other possible solution could be found? It's all so simple, absurdly simple. Why do people always fail to realize that it's not enough to merely use their eyes? They keep going round half blind, never using what's behind.
You see, it's simple. Oh, yes, it's simple. However difficult it might at first appear.
And it isn't hard to place. There's a woman in the case.
Oh, no, it's simple. So very simple. It's a simple.
Now, Holmes, look here. How on earth could you know that there's a woman involved in his case?
The same way I know that you sent off a telegram today. You did send the telegram.
Yes, but how?
Your problem is a woman?
Yes, but...
Now, my dear Watson, please examine the heel of your slipper. You'll note a trace of clay there, the color of a kipper. That hue is my clue, and it makes the case complete. For such clay is only found where they're digging up the ground at the doorway to the post office on Wigmore Street.
Oh,
and as for you, sir... As far as I can see, the reason for your nervousness can only be one of three. Either a mortal threat, or a very pressing debt, or the utterly inhuman machinations of a woman who is possibly toying at destroying your career. Is it she, or money, or terror brings you here? Now, from your bravery tonight, it would surely appear that if anything at all, it isn't violence you fear. And you gave that so-called beggar so much money that it's clearly the last alternative. And positive I am when I say, cherchez la femme.
Why, sir, you're right.
A child could do it.
Once you get the knack, there's really nothing to it.
Why, it's so simple, absurdly simple.
It's as obvious as 2 and 2 make 4.
Rudimentary deduction, nothing more.
Though at first we were impressed, we see now that at its best it's also simple.
It's more than simple. It's the very essence of simplicity.
No, we cannot disagree.
Or as any fool can see,
it's also simple. Oh yes, it's simple.
Simple.
Easy.
Nothing.
Basic.
Child's play.
Plainly as evidence can be.
It's elementary.
A married man, how wonderful to be a married man. For now I know life's purpose and its plan since time began. A lonely man, I took a wife and added love and laughter to my life, and realize there's no one richer than a married man. With two to share each happiness, and two to bear each woe, then all the woes seem so much less. And how the pleasures grow. The bachelor, I've lived his life and I have lived with her. Well, let him lead his so-called merry life as best he can.
That's our good pal, Sammy Davis, doing one of two covers that I know of a great song sung by Dr. Watson in Baker Street, A Married Man. Who did the other cover? Yes, who? You in the back? Yes, Mr. Drutman? Richard Burton. How about that? But we always like Sammy Davis. Let's move on to a movie I saw on the 4:30 movie on Channel 7 out in Long Island when I was a kid called Some Like It Hot. And that became one of my favorite movies. I wrote a book about it. And there is a musical back in 72 called Sugar. And here is Elaine Joyce and Robert Moore singing, I think, one of the most amusing comedy songs written certainly for that show and maybe for any show, by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill.
It doesn't take long to know that a person is your kind of person.
And there's nothing worse than to know that a person is not.
I'm a person who thinks she sees some of her own idiosyncrasies, some of her own dreams and fantasies in you.
It's true, good Lord, sweetheart, how perceptive of you.
I'm a dreamer, completely unrealistic.
You've described my main characteristic.
Listen, sweetie, yes, indeedy,
we could be close.
I'm a Pisces.
And I was born a Taurus.
Gosh, we got the planets going for us.
Listen, sweetie, yes, indeedy, oh,
we could be close.
We could be, we, you and me could be as close as any two sisters could be.
Bobbing around, throbbing like two canaries, share alike, sharesy.
I've got three sisters and a brother. I'd love to have some kids at some time or another.
Sometimes I worry that I'll never be a mother.
I can see how you and me, we could be close.
We'll lounge around and answer our mail,
or rush downtown if there is a sale.
Don't you just love trying on merchandise? Oh. I've been wondering, what's your size?
I'm a size 8, a size 8 with a C cup.
I'm a 40 with a wee cup.
You pad with cotton.
I almost was forgotten.
We could be close.
You've got something that really is worth prizing.
I've got something even more surprising.
I can see how you and me, we could be close.
When I think about the people in my life, is there a person in my life who wouldn't do just as well without me? Here and there find some faces in your life to fill the spaces in your life. But then they go just like they came. Hey, wait, I didn't get the name. Now somehow I've lost myself and don't know what became of me. I sometimes hear my name out loud. It's like another name to me. Then I think about the lovers in my life. was I loved once in all my life. Although it seemed like it was so, I could have dreamed it all, you know. Hey, where did everybody go? The people in my life. It was so. I could have dreamed it all, you know. Hey, where did everybody go? The people in my life.
Well, that was a cut song called The People in My Life from Sugar. Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, and that is from one of these really weirdo, rare demo albums I discovered at Footlight Records on, where was that? Was it on 12th Street, 11th Street? Back in the day. I have no idea who sang it. I know who wrote it. It was Stein and Merrill. And funnily enough, it tells you something about Sugar. That song was given to Sugar. And then it was given to Joe, and it was given back to Sugar, and then it was cut. But a lovely song. What an interesting song for a cabaret. I should point out, not to be mean-spirited, but Sugar in 1972, my opinion, a much superior musical to the Some Like It Hot, which just closed, ran almost a month longer. Just saying. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, looking at some of my favorites growing up. Well, my favorite grown-up play that I read as a kid was Cyrano de Bergerac. It had been turned into an operetta, I think, around the turn of the century, but the one that hit the bullseye for me was a 1973 production with Christopher Plummer winning the Tony as Cyrano. And my mother said she would take me to see it at the Palace, and it closed before we got there. Oh, the tears. But thankfully, there was a double album with a magnificent performance by Mr. Plummer himself. So here is a great number from the end of the first scene of Cyrano, the musical.
From now till forever, the whole scene has changed. The atoms within me have been rearranged. I throb with emotions ecstatically high. I stride over oceans, I punch at the sky. The air I'm inhaling is finestly strong. I seem to be sailing on torrents of song. The ugliest ogres I kick in the shins. I swim the Atlantic with magical fins. I chop all the cherubim under their chins. From now till forever begins. Now she knows that I exist. Life's a rose that she has kissed. Bells are bouncing, flags unfurled. I'm announcing the birth of the world. From now till forever, the heavens are here. Angelical trumpets resound in my ear. The moon is mere money to lose or to win. My bones are of crystal and silver my skin. The heroes and gods are my kin and my kin. From now till forever begins.
Now she knows that he exists. Life's a rose that she has kissed. Bells are bouncing, lights are glowing. These are now the birth of the world.
I breakfast with princes. I banquet with kings. I swoop down on eagles. They feather their wings.
As swift as a whirlwind, and they can kill one. The stars are his bullets. The thunder is done.
I hunt and I eat the red meat of the sun.
From now till forever.
Ah, Paris. And threading the fog a silver skein like a magic mirror breathes the Seine. Trembling, compact of myth and mystery. You're going to see now what you're going to see.
To the Porte de Nesle.
To the Porte de Nesle.
Determined to do this wondrous deed, will he rue this or succeed? If he will not, or he will, we will know to within and to
simple words I scorn, just as the birds of night will scorn the sun. I taught myself the pride of a fool, so cool, so strong, so sun above me, pouring music turned to light. I taught myself the pride of a fool, so cool, so strong, so that one, that sun above me, pouring music turned to light. Since you have made me love.
This is from a demo pop recording by A&M Records of Cyrano. Who would have thought it? But again, A&M was Herb Albert's label, so maybe they were hoping to get some pop music. Wonderful score by Anthony Burgess and Michael J. Lewis to Cyrano. Well, today we're celebrating the songs that made me, the shows that made me, and some weird things around them. Here on Broadway to Main Street, I want to thank the staff at WLIW-FM, headed by Diane Michelli. You should check them out and give them money. Delaney Hefner has been so helpful from a producing end, and I must give many kudos to Solomon Lerner, our amazing engineer every week, as well as thanking Candace Wainwright and Alexandra Olmsted for supporting us at the end of 2023. Well, The Man Who Came to Dinner by Kaufman and Hart was a play I read and loved as a teenager. It began my love affair with Kaufman and Hart. And it took me many years to track down the musical of that from 1967 called Sherry. And the first time I heard anything from it was from an album called Unsung Musicals or Lost in Boston. I forget which one. Anyway, here is Jonathan Freeman and the amazing Christine Baranski to sing the title number from Sherry.
Lorraine, my blossom girl.
Darling, look at that poor, dear, sweet, tortured face. Oh, let me kiss it. Oh, my darling, how drawn you are, Sherry. I want to cry.
All right, you made a nice entrance, dear. Now relax.
Relax? When I'm faced with human suffering?
Obviously, I'm going to get the entire deathbed scene.
I was shattered, simply shattered, when I heard what had happened, my dear. I was frantic, truly frantic, and I knew that my duty lay here. Standing staunchly by your side, broken-hearted, misty-eyed. But I wasn't prepared to behold you there, looking like this, in that awful chair.
The chair I'll get over. It's your sympathy I may not survive.
Darling, do you think it might restore you if I told you how much I adore you, Sherry? You fill my cup with happiness, Sherry. You fill it up with happiness. Make this life a glorious game. The sound of your name can set me aflame with gay anticipation. Sherry, you make me feel deliciously merry and oh so high. I'm just plain intoxicated, Sherry, with you. Oh, darling, I have so much to tell you, I don't know where to begin.
Just start with the dirt. That's why we're here.
The dirt? Oh, darling, that won't be easy. You know I never listen to gossip. But since you're sick, get this one, Sherry.
Go, my blossom girl, go.
You'll never guess what happened to Terry.
That's the blossom I know.
She went away to Switzerland and had the whole thing lifted again. She should have said when. They've pulled her so tight this time she can't bend over.
Ooh.
Gertie.
What has Gertie done now?
Got pinched in France for dancing too dirty. And poor Eileen.
Green!
I'll say, found a husband acting shameless with a gal who shall be nameless.
Now blossom.
All right.
I know them quite well.
Grows less and less inhibited. Last week she had the cheek to appear in something so sheer. My dear, you could see the lights of Lower Broadway. Darling,
come and show us your flaws.
The crowd at El Morocco is about some dumb crumb who created mass disaster, kicking Elsa in the aster.
Blossom!
What?
That was me.
No!
Yeah.
grand and undefeatable. You fill this world with tingle and zing. Each morning is spring,
and I'm on a swing while robins wing around me.
Ha ha! You're fairy.
Aren't we a pair?
You make me feel delectably merry.
And so alive.
I've put an end to whiskey sours. Since I spend my happy hours, cherry
blossom,
cherry
blossom,
cherry.
We've had some fun and games. We shot 'em down in flames. We rode a private rainbow, you and I. The plumpest, sweetest peach was never out of reach, and no one had to teach us how to fly. Each day was tailor-made to be an escapade. A simple stroll without a soul became a whole parade. You picked a heartless way to repay fate, walking out on your playmate. How can you kiss those good times goodbye?
Had some fun and games, we shot them down in flames. We rode a private rainbow, you and I. The plumpest, sweetest peach was never out of reach, and no one had to teach us how to fly. Each day was tailor-made to be an escapade. A simple stroll without a soul became a whole parade. You picked a heartless way to repay fate, walking out on your playmate. How can you kiss those good times goodbye?
Goodbye.
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 That's a demo recording from The Score to Sherry. No idea who sang it. Kind of funny song between Sherry and his secretary. Well, we're winding up. Again, I want to thank everybody. We're beginning our 13th year of Broadway to Main Street. Keep those cards and letters coming, folks. The first really grown-up show I think I fell in love with was Golden Boy, which was this amazing adaptation of the Clifford Odets play, again by Strauss and Adams, this time helmed by Sammy Davis Jr. So we're going to hear two songs. This is from the album I took out of the Malvern Public Library record cabinet. He re-recorded it because his voice was kind of fried when he recorded it after the show opened. But here it is, straight from the LP. Great song from the second act. And then we'll hear a song that was cut from Golden Boy. But just to prove that after 13 years, yes, we can send you the very best of Broadway music. Here's looking forward to another 13. On to Sammy Davis.
See it, it's clear as it can be. It makes a sunny beam of light that seems to follow me. Can't you hear it? Sopranos everywhere, a chorus of the choicest voices trilling in the air. It makes the soot underfoot flash like diamonds, and every cop dances by like Fred Astaire. She goes,
Qigong, Qigong.
Can't you see it? It splashed across the sky. If you can see it, you're as happy as I. Pleasanter than spring. It's like the humble peasant felt the day they made him king. It makes those fumes from the bus smell delicious, and every bum on a bench sings like ba 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 bing. Can't you see it? It makes the buildings fly. If you can see it, you're as happy as I. If you can see it, you're as happy as I.
Yes, I can. Suddenly, yes, I can. Gee, I'm afraid to go on has turned into yes, I can. Take a look, what do you see? 133 pounds of confidence in me. Got the feeling I can do anything. Yes, I can. Something that sings in my blood is telling me yes, I can. I was just born today, I can go all the way, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Wind me up, then watch me fly. A regular sort of sunburned Superman. Are you ready? I can climb Everest. Yes, I can. I can fight here all night and never rest. Yes, I can. I have just found the key. Hey, doors swing wide for me. I was just born today. I can go all the way, yes, I can.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.